My father makes counterfeit money. My mother makes synthetic gin. My sister sells kisses to sailors. By God, how the money rolls in.
Rolls in, rolls in. By God, how the money rolls in, rolls in, rolls in, rolls in. By God, how the money rolls in.
Father's a slum missionary. He saves fallen women from sin. He'll save you a blonde for a shilling. By God, how the money rolls in.
Rolls in, rolls in. By God, how the money rolls in, rolls in. Rolls in, rolls in. By God, how the money rolls in. Rolls in, rolls in. By God, how the money rolls in, rolls in. Rolls in, rolls in. By God, how the money rolls in.
Hey, good morning. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. You know, it's really important to emphasize this. We are brought to you by KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. Our show is perhaps unique in the region. We give you news, we give you facts, we give you some fun, and we do it all for nothing. I can't believe we do it all for nothing. Yeah, we do it all for nothing. But we are dependent. We, the station, KBOO, is dependent upon people just like you. And this is our time of asking. Yes. Every now and then we have to ask. Every now and then we have to beg. Every now and then we have to whine. But won't you make this time fine? Won't you make it good? Won't you make it finally over? We need your support. You know, Abe and I, we work, I wouldn't say we work hard on the radio, but we work on the radio. Abe, don't you think that's true?
Oh, we work our asses off.
Oh, absolutely. We are so serious about all this.
Yes,
and what do we want people to do?
Pay us.
Pay us? Yeah, pay us.
No, not us.
Pay us.
The station. Pay the station.
Pay KBOO or we'll take your child. No.
Pay KBOO and we'll take your child.
Well, we don't do no child trades. Okay, this is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial here in Portland, Oregon. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with Abe Proctor.
Yes.
And Joe Uris. That's me. The number to call talk on the air is 231-8187, but today, because it's such a fine day with fog filling the air and ears of all of us, we are going to be spending time telling you some stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stuff. About things.
Things. We're going to tell you about things. And so you want to hear us because we have things to talk about. But we also have, I don't know how you want to call it. How do you want to call it?
A task. We have a task.
We have a task. We are tasked. We have tasked by King Arthur.
No. Maybe when in your youth, was the case.
We are tasked by Robin Hood.
No.
We are tasked by King Richard.
We are tasked by economic realities.
Oh.
To reach out to you, our listeners, and ask for support.
Economic realities?
Yes.
We ain't going to show you no economic reality.
Yes, actually we are.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
We are?
See, we are a capitalist industrial society. Many entities there, yes, they provide a product or service, and in return they charge a fee for that product or service, and anything left over is called profit.
Profit!
That doesn't happen here.
No.
We don't make a profit.
No?
We don't sell advertising.
Wait a minute, I'm not being paid to do this?
No, you're not.
I'm doing this for...
In fact, KBOO has only a very small staff of paid volunteers who work very, very hard and get paid, in my opinion, much less than they deserve.
Wow.
But. We don't make a profit.
No profit.
We are a listener-supported radio station.
Bible has profits.
Yes. Different kind.
Okay.
But you're right.
Yes.
So
I wanted to make that clear.
So two, three times a year, we do what we're doing right now. We say to you, pick up the phone, call us up, make a contribution, help keep this station on the air. Because there ain't no profits.
Well, you know, yes, the day of prophecy is over.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, join now is the message, however subtly delivered. Come on, folks. You know, in order to survive, seriously, I have stuff to talk about that isn't begging, but right now begging is the order of the day. In order for this station to survive, we really, really have to have people just like you give us a little bit of your loot.
Yeah.
Loot.
Just a little.
Loot. $40 loot, $60 loot, and we give you stuff in return. The stuff is not worth the loot, obviously, because it's all about trying to get enough money together. Because 84% of the entire money that this station runs on comes from people just like you.
That's correct.
It's really true.
Yeah, really.
But I do have stuff I want to talk about before we get into too much beggaring. First of all, sequester.
What's the number if people want to call us up?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's 877.
Yes.
500 5266.
One more time.
877-500-5266.
And what's the number if they want to call and be part of this conversation?
That's in a whole other number. It's 231-8187.
503-231-8187. But, yes. If you're not a member of KBOO,
yes.
I'm going to lay a burden upon you right now.
A burden upon you.
If you want to be part of this conversation today, become a member first. I challenge you to do that.
You think that's a good idea?
That's right. So you want to call first one number, 877-500-5266. Become a member of KBOO. Then call 503-231-8187 and talk with us.
Yes, that's really fair. You know, you pay to play. 1-877-1, just like the gambling world. 1-877-500-5266.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that the Republicans are winning.
No.
Yes.
Well, okay, maybe in the long run they are, but they just lost. They just lost. You know, I'm not a Democrat. I haven't been a Democrat for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But I still really enjoy it when the Republicans lose. I really do.
Well, they lost.
Because they're so dumb.
Dumb, but they lost face.
They did. A whole bunch of faces.
But you know what they've done? They've gerrymandered all the southern states and a lot of the Midwest states in such a manner that there will always be stupid Republicans in Congress winning.
Yeah, that's true. They more or less managed to entrench the stupid minority for
the
stupid future.
I've been thinking about this a lot. Here's the thing. There is no corresponding left. There's no stupid left.
No, there is no stupid left. But I'm glad you mentioned that, because there really is, when you look at the Tea Party, which, let's face it, is a minority faction within the larger Republican Party.
And totally manipulated by the Koch brothers and
others. Totally manipulated by the Koch brothers and others. And in turn, completely pulling the rest of the Republicans, the halfway sane Republicans, along in their wake.
Yes.
Okay. There is no equivalent caucus in Congress. There is no Occupy Wall Street caucus within the House of Representatives, the way that there is a Tea Party caucus.
You know, that's really true. In fact, there is a progressive caucus within the Democratic Party, but they're pretty weak in comparison to the damage that the Tea Party people managed to do.
Oh, indeed. Indeed. The Tea Party people are so far off the rails that even their corporate masters are going, wait a minute here.
Yeah, don't destroy the banking system. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Well, I want to point out why I say that the Republicans are winning. First of all, the sequester.
Yes.
Remember this, but, you know, a while back, they couldn't come to terms on a budget or whatever. And Obama said, well, all right, we'll put the whole thing off. And if we can't resolve the conflicts, we will essentially have a sequester, which means we'll go to a very minimal budget.
Yep.
And that happened.
A drastically minimal budget.
Yeah, and that's still going on.
Yep.
That's not undone. What does that mean? That means that poorer, particularly poorer people, people dependent on government support, are suffering, actually seriously suffering.
The people who benefit from the WIC program?
Yeah.
For example?
Now, we don't want women, infants, and children to have adequate milk or nourishment, or we don't want healthy babies. We want low birth weight babies. That's what we want.
Kids who go to Head Start.
Head Start, bad Head Start. Well, all that does is teach people how to read. No good.
People out of work who are collecting unemployment.
Oh, yeah. Look at them. Lazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lazy. Lazy dogs. They don't have a PhD. What's the problem?
About the only good thing you can say about the sequester is that the axe falls broadly. It falls on the defense budget as well.
Yeah.
Well, there's been some noise about exempting the Pentagon from the sequester cut.
The Defense Department is so fat.
But I'll tell you why the Republicans are winning in the long term.
Aha.
Because they have managed to turn the entire scope of our economic discussion and make it about the deficit rather than about the government spending money to put Americans to work, which is what you do in a time of recession. It may seem counterintuitive, but they've managed to entrench this false analogy that a government is somehow like a household budget. They walk around saying things like, well, if you ran your house like the federal government runs its budget, boy, you'd be kicked out. You'd be foreclosed. Well, it's different. when the economy takes a nosedive, the government, counterintuitively again, needs to spend more money. You spend your way out of a recession or out of a depression.
In fact, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the Congress proved that in the 1930s.
They did prove that in the 1930s. And Obama's stimulus legislation passed in his first term, as anemic as it was, made yet another case for this concept. This is classic demand-side economics, made famous by the great economist John Maynard Keynes. Back
John
in the era
John
Maynard of FDR.
Keynes was a communist. He was a communist. Oh, no, he wasn't.
No, right? No, he was an economist.
He was an economist. Wait a minute.
It's a very simple premise. If the economy's in a downturn, which it is, it's because there's a crisis of demand. There aren't enough people working, so that they don't have enough money to go out and spend on goods and services that other people provide. Consequently, there is no demand for those providers of goods and services to make them. So you have sort of this vicious cycle. And what Keynes and what FDR realized is if the government steps in and spends money putting Americans to work, all of a sudden they'll take that money and they'll go out and they'll spend it. And everybody is better off.
Yeah, but you know, what's really important to understand is a train just blew up in Canada. Another train full of oil.
Another train full of oil just blew up in Canada?
Yeah, day before yesterday, I think it was.
Okay, what does this have to do with...
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. I just want to mention disasters because I know disasters draw people to action. And I need action today. We need action today. In fact, that was the weirdest segue ever.
Yeah, that was weird.
1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-5266. Make a contribution so we can continue with our odd conversation.
Yeah, that'll be your reward.
Oh, yeah. Your reward is hearing us talk.
You can also make a contribution on the internet. www.kbo.fm. There's a big tip jar on the homepage. You click on that, follow the instructions. No one will ever know what you're up to. You can feel smug in your cubicle.
Meanwhile, I have other good news.
All right, let's hear it.
Chevron is searching for and about to open vast oil shale lands in Patagonia.
In Patagonia,
not the clothing company.
No,
no,
but the
real
Argentina,
real Argentina, huge, vast, more pollution, more deadly gases, more poisoning of the environment, and the only thing that stands between you and that is this.
Is what?
KBOO
stands between us and the environmental disaster.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We are the David.
That's
in
a lot
this
of pressure.
Story. No. It may be a lot of pressure, but it's really true. This and many institutions like it really keep you informed and help you make wise decisions and make you understand that you are not alone in your awareness of the absurdities of the situation the world is in today. 1-877-500-5266. If you're sitting on your hands, which is a weird thing to do, or you are unclear about what to do with that little bit of change hanging out in your pocket, give it to us.
I'd like to go on the record as saying I support your right to sit on your hands.
Wait a minute. That sounds perverse.
It may be. But did you know Patagonia means land of the big feet?
I did not.
It does.
Really?
Yeah, apparently some European explorer, I forget who it was, disembarked there and found an enormous pair of footprints and named it Patagonia.
You think it was Bigfoot?
Maybe. Maybe.
This is really important stuff, folks.
I know.
I knew an educator, a woman of some training, a PhD and stuff like that. She thought Patagonia was a made-up name. She didn't believe there was such a place.
Well, it was made up, but there is such a place.
Oh, I love America. I love the world. 1-877-500-5266. Won't you save the world by helping us save KBOO? Now, that's a stretch, I know.
I like it. Save the world. Save KBOO, save the world.
Yeah.
I like it.
Maybe it should be our slogan.
Maybe it should.
1-877-500-5266. Now, there's nobody, I don't think there's anybody out there sitting at the beg space.
No, it's just you and me.
It's just us.
Yep.
So we have to do this, but we will also give you facts.
Facts!
Facts! Yeah, and the main people destroying the the landscape in Patagonia and producing greenhouse gases and doing bad things with shale oil, which is...
Well, I thought you were going to say the people destroying facts.
Well, the facts have long since been disappeared. Is actually Chevron.
Ah.
Chevron, you know, Standard Oil. Standard Oil was broken up as a corporation back in the days when the Rockefellers ran it, and everybody said, oh, that's good, it's all broken up. But what did it turn into? It turned into Standard Oil of California, Standard Oil of New Jersey, Standard Oil of New York, all these other companies, which are essentially the same company.
Yeah.
And now they're back as Chevron directly, and they're going to dig up all the shale oil in Argentina. And they're going to take that oil and give it to you in the form of furnace oil and power plants and poison.
Well, hey, and profit.
Profit.
Yep. You know what we don't have here at KBOO?
What is it?
Profit.
You know, we don't have any profit at all. In fact,
no, we don't.
I have not gotten a check since I've been around here.
And you ain't going to get one.
No.
As I explained earlier, it doesn't work that way.
I know, but I can't believe it.
You are freely donating your time.
I'm totally confused because, you know, before I came here, I was getting paid to do talk radio.
Well, that was
really cool. I liked it. They gave me these big fat checks. You know, it was.
You screwed up, man.
No. They closed down.
Oh, okay. Well, you had nothing to do with your performance, I'm sure.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. 1-877-500-5266.
Do we have any phone calls? Annalisa, good morning.
Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
About all these other disasters, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes.
Yes, good to remind us of that.
Oh, yes, and I try to enjoy it. I have the day off.
Good for you.
But then I heard on the BBC that apparently, I forgot the name of the city in China, apparently the government in that city turns on the heat all at once on one particular day. And they apparently did that yesterday or the day before. And the smog, the pollution from the coal, all the coal things were engaged.
Yeah.
And because of that coal, the pollution was so thick that the schools were closed, airports were closed, public transportation. It was terrible. And that's what I heard that on the BBC.
I'm really glad you brought that up because one of the things that's happening right now, right here in the Northwest, one of the things we're really engaged in here at KBOO is the fact that the coal is strip mined out of Wyoming and Montana. It's put on trains, and they want to send those trains down the Columbia or up the Columbia Gorge, and they want to put them on big ships
to China
and ship it to China so that they can create more pollution, and then the pollution will, because of the nature of the winds, come back on us to give our children cancer and poisoning.
So Beyond Coal is the organization, but so 11 million people live in that town. And the whole town was shut down.
Wow.
Airports, everything, because of the pollution from the coal industry there.
Well, you know, it's interesting you should mention this, because historically there was something called the Big Stink in London.
Yeah.
Which was because they used coal-fired little inefficient heating systems in the old days. They fired them all up. It was a cold, damp day in London town. Sounds like a song, but it was. And the result of that was that the city got so toxic, everybody who could afford it got the hell out of town. And that was the point at which Great Britain began to think about central heat, not abandoning coal, but at least having more efficient use of the coal.
So anyway, we need to make sure that we can stop these so-called enterprises by these corporations that don't give up. Just like the LNG, the liquid natural gas, which was, I think that's what happened in Canada, a train with liquefied natural gas.
Well, it was two things. It was raw oil from the fields in Alberta, together with several cars, many, many cars of liquefied natural gas. And it, I don't know what happened, but it blew up.
Mm-hmm.
A whole city had to move.
Yeah. So anyway, we have our work cut out for us, but I don't know how to really outside of participating in trying to stop it, but I don't know if we can. But just, I think Thomas Lindsay is the one that said that communities have to take charge themselves, be their own leaders, and and don't rely on other political people to do it for us.
Well,
they won't.
And I agree with you, and I think it's really important. Here's a segue, folks. It's really not, that's not a machine that you stand on and ride. Here, it's really, really, really important to realize that in the Portland metro area, the only clear voice for the positions you have enunciated is KBOO. That's really true. And that's probably why you're calling us, huh?
Well, I am a sustaining member.
Yes.
Hey,
I contributed.
Good for you.
I did my part. So
okay. Now you have to call all your friends and neighbors and tell them they got to get me.
Have a good day.
Hey, glad you called. It's good to hear from you again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so I followed up.
You followed up?
Yes, she is absolutely correct. The city in question in northeast China is called Harbin.
Harbin. It's a rather famous place.
Harbin.
It's near the coast in the north.
11 million people.
Wow.
Yes. The index for fine particulate pollution, which is the scale used by scientists to measure such things.
Scientists, what do they know? They don't believe in God. Go ahead.
The index, the hazardous threshold is 300 on the index. So you hit 300, it's
you hit 300 and you're coughing and phlegming. You get very phlegmy.
The index stops at 500.
Okay.
The pollution reported in that led to the shutdown of Harbin was 1,000, more than 1,000.
Really? Yes. Well, we have that to look forward to. Oh, we're so glad we have that to look forward to.
Indeed.
Okay. Now, you don't want, you out there, don't want to be in a Portland that is so, oh my gosh, there's a picture of it on his machine. You can't see it, but it's really amazing. You don't want to be in a world like that. The way in which all of us get together and know about these things like Harbin, the way in which communication takes place in local terms is through all kinds of media, but the most simple and direct way is through FM radio.
Yeah, it's a harbinger. Sort of.
Oh, yeah, that's a good harbinger. So in order for us to survive as a station, we have to periodically come to you and ask you to donate money, significant sums, whatever you can afford, of course, but significant sums of money to keep this station running. Because guess what? Chevron has not given us a cent.
No.
I don't know why.
Nor is Nike.
Nike.
Nor Intel.
No, Nike and Intel ought to give us money.
Nor the Trailblazers.
The Trailblazers?
No, they haven't given us anything either.
No, but they play basketball.
They do, yeah.
What about your friends, the team Timbers? Huh?
I'm not friends with them.
You're not friends?
They haven't given us any money either.
You're wearing their jacket.
I am, yes. I'm a fan, but I don't know any of them.
You don't know a Timber?
No.
Okay, but there's a guy with a big saw.
Yeah, he hasn't given us any money either.
Okay.
Well, maybe he has. I don't know.
1-877-500-5266. That's really the number you need to call right now. And, you know, it is not just like, you know, oh, come on, please, give us money. Like, it's like the Red Cross and give us blood. No, we don't want blood. We don't want turnips. What we want is you to make a contribution of some significance in terms of what you can afford to KBOO so that this station can continue to bring you the best in news, the silliest program on the air. That's us. And I think, and well, maybe
I'm so proud.
I don't know. Yeah, be proud. This is silly. And the best in music. 1-877-500-5266.
You know, you nailed it right there.
Nailed it.
There is no better variety and quality of music programming on your radio.
You know,
than
it's
on
really
this station.
True.
Oh, it's astounding, really.
Yeah.
It's astounding. Why don't you log on to www.kboo.fm right now and just take a look at today's schedule. And look what is to come today. It's astounding, the kind of music you'll be able to
hear. Is it astounding?
It's, yeah. Yeah,
it is. It is astounding.
I'm astounded.
You are astounded?
Yes.
I had a friend who used to be astounded.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they nailed his foot to the floor.
That's a shame.
Well, it was a hard thing.
Right. So, after you've looked at the music that awaits you here later today on KBOO, click on the tip jar and, you know, throw a few coins in there.
So is it KBOO.fm?
That's correct.
Wow. I mean, these are things people could do to make this station keep going.
These are the things people could do.
You know,
you're absolutely right.
I'm finding myself compelled to sing.
No. I think
I may have to sing.
No, I don't think you should.
I think I feel a song coming on.
A song in your heart.
I have a song. Never mind. And J.P. Morgan. I wanted to mention J.P. Morgan.
The bank?
The bank.
Or the man?
Who could forget the man? J.P. Morgan is so sleazy, man. It bought Bear Stearns.
And Chase, right? J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah, Chase. Yeah. And then it bought WaMu, Washington Mutual Savings and Loan.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gutted them.
Wait. Is this the same J.P. Morgan Chase that was bailed out to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars?
Yes.
In 2008?
Yes.
And the same J.P. Morgan Chase who's seen nobody go to jail for their role in that disaster?
That's true. Nobody goes to jail. Okay. Nobody is punished. It's really amazing. In fact, you know, I have a list here from the New York Times of J.P. Morgan's so-called legal bill. They owe $387 million in November of 2012. They owed $8.5 billion in 2013. They owe $410 million more in 2013. And another $80 million in September of 2012, and another $920 million in 2013, and another $13 billion in October of 2013. But don't worry, they don't have to pay. They get a little fine though. They're going to get a few million-dollar fine.
Oh.
This is how capitalism works. It rips everybody off. It stalls the economy, and the money gets bunched at the top. And then they have to pay a few fines, and what do they care?
Right.
That's how it works.
Well, they're the job creators, Joe.
Yeah, well, we're the job creators because we create... Wait a minute, we're all volunteers. That doesn't follow, does it?
Well, that's a good segue, though, because when you make a contribution to KBOO, you are stepping outside the capitalist paradigm. You are supporting something that is a direct counterbalance to all of that. Well, not nearly that level of money, but
no,
you know,
unfortunately.
Conceptually speaking, yes, a counterbalance.
Yeah, we don't have a billion, we don't have a million, we don't have 100,000, actually. We're kind of poor.
No. So I was talking earlier about the music you can hear on the stage.
The music.
All right, but there's more than just music.
And the bluegrass on Saturdays.
The bluegrass on Saturdays. The Grateful Dead show.
Yeah.
The hip-hop shows.
Yeah.
The local rock shows.
Yeah, the African music.
The Yiddish music.
Yiddish music, yes.
Yes.
An obscure and now almost dead language.
Oi, gavalt.
Kept alive. God, very good.
Thank you.
That really is, that's your Yiddish, isn't it?
That's about it. This stem.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, kept alive by KBOO. Eastern Europe lives despite the murder of 20 million. Never mind.
So,
okay.
That's so there's just, a bunch of other grim stuff, though. Like,
yeah.
coming up just this morning on KBOO.
What's coming up just this morning on KBOO?
At 9 on Alternative Radio, the speaker is professor and author Justin Lewis on media and consumer capitalism.
Well, you know, that's all the other stuff on the air.
Sure. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15... we begin a day of classic speeches by authors, activists, and leaders in the progressive community, including Chris Hedges on corporate coup d'etat.
Chris Hedges is so bright.
He's an absolute brilliant.
Right on. He's a right on dude. And you will not hear him. I want to emphasize this. You will hear him nowhere else on the air except on KBOO. And in order to do that, you have to make a contribution so we can keep operating. We have expenses, 80 some odd. What is it? 80? I can't remember. A bunch of money every day.
You're not going to find a more articulate anti-war commentator than Chris Hedges, really.
Or inarticulate commentator than me.
Right.
1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-5266. Now, what were you going to say?
And after Chris Hedges.
After Chris Hedges.
You can
Hedges.
Hear Naomi Klein on The Shock Doctrine.
Oh, I love Naomi Klein. I mean, I have an unnatural relationship with her in that I've never actually except seen her across a crowded room. Across a crowded room.
That's really nice, Joe.
Thank you.
You know what Naomi Klein has done that has contributed to our ongoing discourse in the progressive community? She has described disaster capitalism, the shock doctrine, how capitalists exploit times of natural and man-made disaster for personal profit.
Can you imagine? Well,
yes.
Yeah, she did blow the whistle on that whole thing, and she did a beautiful job. She's, of course, a Canadian.
Oh, well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then Catherine Austin Fitz on who owns our economy.
I do.
You do, of course.
I own the entire economy.
And
I've been delusional for years.
Miko Pelid on tearing down the wall and transforming the Israeli apartheid system into a secular democracy. Where else are you even going to hear about the Israeli apartheid system, which is what it is, but you're not going to hear it called that anywhere else, but Gabu.
We don't call it that.
I call it that.
We don't call it that.
I do. What? The Israeli apartheid system. There it is.
Well, there you go. You know, there's a great article, by the way, in the New Yorker, this current issue of the New Yorker, the one with the spooky creatures coming out of the White House.
Even
Dick Cheney. Oh. Dick Cheney was on TV yesterday. Never mind. Anyway, here's the deal.
Dick Cheney. I'll get back to him in a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal. There's this beautiful article describing very realistically, and this is serious, what happened to one city. I think it's called Lida, which was emptied of all of its Arab inhabitants because it was near the airport near Tel Aviv in 1948 during the War of Israeli Independence, which was a war that followed the UN decision to create two states, Palestine and Israel. And it's a terribly sad story. But the author takes the position that it was inevitable that this would happen in order for the Israeli state to exist. And it's a very interesting, very complex, very philosophically significant article that you really, really, really should read. Now, nobody in the regular conventional media will touch with a 10-foot whatever the facts of this complex case. Nobody outside of KBOO will tell you about the article in the New Yorker, which is a great magazine. In order for this to continue, not us, we don't care. We go away, it's fine. In order for this kind of information to continue on the air, we have to have money. The station needs money. And what we do when we need money is beg for it. I don't know how else to get it.
We just ask for it.
We ask for it. We argue for it. We never put a gun to your head. 1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-5266. Or online, kboo.fm.
So Dick Cheney,
always a good guy. His heart. He was talking about his heart on TV.
I know. Check this out. When you Google Dick Cheney heart attack,
yes,
you don't hear about how Dick Cheney, had a heart attack when he was younger.
Yeah.
No, you hear about how he has a specially shielded fibrillator, or whatever that thing is in his heart. It's specially shielded.
It's not a fibrillator. It's a heart rhythm aerator.
His heart.
It's technically called a heart rhythm aerator. Yes.
It is specially shielded against cyber attacks. So when you Google Dick Cheney heart attack, it's not a heart attack. It's about people attacking his heart.
Oh, that is so hard to believe.
Oh!
All right, you can stop all this balather by giving us a call at 1-877-500-5266.
I want to say something about that.
Oh. No, this is really true. He has a protected heart. It's a new heart, too.
He got
the heart of a dead child. This is a real fact.
Well, right. And he feeds off the blood of children, too. It's an interesting coincidence.
So.
No, he actually thought that there might be a terrorist attack against his heart.
We don't care about him anymore.
No, but that's just, if you wanted a symbol for the legacy of the Bush years, that might be it right there.
Really?
Yeah.
The guy with the new heart.
The guy who protected his heart from possible terrorist attack.
I think, now you would not hear that anywhere else.
No, actually, you can hear it all over the place. It's just that weird. We just happen to be talking about it right now.
Yeah, all right. Be honest. Ruin everything. 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. Let the phones ring. Let the glory roll. Let the station survive.
Let's take some phone calls.
Yeah.
Who do we have? Mitch, good morning.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking about magazines, because my generation and most of them younger are mostly just looking at Facebook. They're not really interested in investigative or any kind of journalism.
Well, there are magazines still surviving, and somebody's doing it.
Yeah, no, and there's great stuff, and it made me think of another great article that's in this month's Atlantic Magazine, because you guys were talking about Merritt Paulson's Timbers and big sports teams.
Right.
And in the Atlantic Magazine, well, first of all, I don't think that Kabu talks enough about who Merritt Paulson is, the son of Hank Paulson, who made $500 million as the national economy tanked when he was Secretary of Treasury.
Good point.
Yep. After Goldman Sachs.
But, yes.
The other thing is that this article in the Atlantic of October talks about the NFL. And if my generation is stuck in front of their computer screens watching Facebook, the older generation is on their couches watching the NFL. But I never knew that NFL stood for Nonprofit Football League.
Did you guys know
it's a nonprofit?
No, it's not.
Well,
it's a National Football League.
You should read the article in The Atlantic because you'll see what KBOO is up against in terms of raising funds. I'll tell you, I'm in my 50s now, and I never knew the NFL was a nonprofit.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know. I mean, it seems like it. I don't know.
First, you'd have to read the article in The Atlantic before disputing it. But it's,
oh, yeah, that's a good point.
The fact of the matter is it is true. I didn't know it.
But
no,
I'm an American.
KBOO is talking about it, so there are gaps in KBOO's coverage.
I'm a proud American, and I can dispute anything without any knowledge.
And God bless you.
Okay, man. Yeah. I really appreciate your talking about the Atlantic article. I think it's really important to understand that the guy who runs the Timbers comes out here to the hinterlands, to the wilds of the Pacific Northwest, and we naively come to worship his mighty team as his father makes gazillion dollars. What? You want
fair.
What? What? You don't think that's fair?
The reason that fans support teams, you know,
what's the reason?
Well, they do so for very basic...
Displacement of patriotism.
No, there's a real tribal
identification. Macho, hard-on attitudes. Tribal identification.
Yes!
With a brand name.
With a
guy who saws a log if a guy manages to kick a ball in a net.
Well, one thing that The Atlantic says is that one reason we support these teams, it has absolutely nothing to do with economic benefits because they totally disprove, they draw on the Heartland Institute studies that have quantified how, in fact, there is no trickle-down benefits when communities build stadiums for owners to profit from.
Uh-huh.
No, there are no trickle-down benefits.
Yeah, now, okay, we're going to let you go. I appreciate your call, and I think the Atlantic article is worth reading. But I want to hear you defend the Timbers.
Whoa! Dial tone. human beings have a drive to compete physically with one another. I think this drive is more often expressed among men than it is among women.
And yeah, they bang their things together.
They cross swords. Yes, they do.
Yes.
Now, in saying that, I don't want to discount a similar drive among women because it's there.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the ways that we do this in the modern age is we fight wars. And we've done that actually for many ages before the modern age.
Well, the first time there were two guys, they threw rocks at each other.
Indeed. But another way we do that in the modern age is through athletic competition. In a very real sense, in a very visceral sense, physical competition on the athletic field is sort of a surrogate for war.
Oh, come on.
Indeed, it is. And when we follow a team, like the Timbers, like the Blazers, like a American football team or whatever, it's a way for us to laud and value those attributes in athletes that are the same attributes we've traditionally lauded in warriors.
Yes. I agree with that.
Right.
I'll go with that.
So when you're a fan of sports or when you play sports yourself, it's sort of a way for us to worship the Achilles among us and the Hectors among us without actually killing each other.
Well, I don't want to Hector you, but it just seems to me displacement of war with sports simply encourages the warrior in all of us.
Yeah, but it's a hell of a lot healthier way to do it. See, the thing is that...
See, if they went naked on the field, I could maybe go for it, because, I don't know.
Maybe so. But see, the point is, there we all have that warrior in us.
I don't.
To one extent or another.
I'm no warrior.
Oh, okay.
I don't care.
You know, I'm becoming a slow middle-aged guy, but I still get out there with my friends and play soccer against other slow middle-aged guys.
Why do you do that?
Because it's fun. Because I like to get out there and physically compete.
Okay. All right.
Did I adequately defend it? Was that a good defense?
Well, yeah, I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
It's good enough.
All right.
I mean, I wasn't trained in the athletic tradition.
No? Are you an athletic supporter?
I'm going to let that bad joke go entirely.
Let it dangle?
Stop us now by giving money to KBOO. Please stop us. 1-877-500-5266. 1-877-500-5266. I'm going to say that slowly. 1 877-500-5266 or on the internets, KBOO.FM.
Now, our last caller claimed that the National Football League was a nonprofit organization. Well, I don't know if that's true.
I don't think it's
true. I know that the individual teams are enormously profitable for their owners.
Yes.
And here's an interesting side note. You've heard of the Green Bay Packers, right?
Well, you know, they're a town. I don't want to spoil it.
I'm going to get it. The Green Bay Packers are a socialist organization.
They are owned, socialists, the Green Bay Packers?
Collectively by the people, the residents of Green Bay.
Yeah, it was a good investment.
It was a very good investment. They have a top-of-the-line stadium. It's an old one, but it's been refurbished. It's top-of-the-line stadium.
It's old, creaky
stadium. The price of concessions at a Green Bay Packers game is significantly lower than at other stadiums
really?
Around
is
the
that
National
really true?
Yes, it is true.
Okay.
And thirdly, just a few years ago, they managed to win a Super Bowl. So they can do all these things. They provide good amenities for their fans, reasonably priced concessions for fans who go to the games, and they put a successful product on the field, and they're essentially a nonprofit organization.
Does this imply that you could maybe have football or any other sport run as a benefit to the communities from which they come?
Possible, but not in the NFL, because the other owners several decades ago got together and changed the rules such that no other franchise like the Packers could come into existence.
Really?
That all of them must be for-profit organizations.
Is that really true?
That is really true.
Okay, you heard it first here on, well, you didn't, maybe not first, you certainly heard it on KBOO. And in order for us to give you such wisdom, we need you to give the station money. 1-877-500-5266.
Or if you're online, www.kboo.fm. It's easy, it's quick, it helps the cause. It keeps this show and every other show on KBOO coming out of your speakers whenever you happen to turn on your radio. It's just that easy. It's a simple cause and effect relationship. In a world where there's a shortage of simple cause and effect relationships, here's one for you right now.
Really?
Become a member of KBOO and keep this station going.
Oh, we need $1,500 in the next few minutes.
Oh, well. We can do that.
We can do that. Won't you help us do that? Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Steve, who do we have on the air? Jeremy, good morning.
Hi.
Well, hi. Hello,
I've had a lot of discussion with the whole, well, not discussion, very short argument with the hopeless, with Timbers fans. I can't ride by whatever on the waterfront there is. The Paulson Capitol Building, I believe is what it's called, without becoming livid and screaming at the top of my lungs. And I've been, had motorists speak to me and say, what's the matter? And I said, Hank Paulson belongs in jail, and so does Sam Adams and his cronies for giving Paulson's son money. How disgusting is that?
Well, first of all, don't take this personally, but you're breaking up on us, so we're not going to keep you long. But I don't know about, jail. I just know that it seems to me that this is all part of a vast...
Well, wait a minute. I mean, I think it's rather striking that, 100 people went to jail during the SNL scandal, which should have been thousands.
Yeah.
And I think, one person has gone to jail over this one. And if one person was going to go to jail, I think Hank Paulson deserves it as much as anybody.
Wow, I think that's a little harsh, man.
He was CEO of Government Sucks. I'm sorry, Goldman Sachs.
Okay, Jeremy, we're going to say goodbye to you and beg for money.
And by the way, when you called Jeremy Diamond, were you thinking of me, Joe?
We're always thinking of you, Jeremy.
No, we do think of you a lot, but...
I'm really okay if he goes to jail instead of Hank Paulson, but they all belong in jail.
Okay, man.
And they're making a whole...
We made him go away. That was not fair. He's funny. He's a musician.
Yeah, it's true. And he's a supporter of the station.
And he's a good guy. And I want to make that clear. I want to tell you that if you're flying with the TSA, thanks to the TSA, now they know all about you. And several people, if you have the wrong kind of name, they stop you and they hassle you every time you fly.
What is the wrong kind of name?
Abdul Ahmad Ali.
Oh, okay.
That's an example I made up of a wrong kind of name.
Okay. Steve Jones. Is that a...
Steve Jones is good.
You can sail right on through if you're Steve Jones.
You could look like anything. Steve Jones is good.
But not if you're Abdul whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. No, it's really incredible. And everybody seems to tolerate it.
That's disappointing.
Well, it's just, you know, it's part of, and this is really relevant to the question of survival of KBOO. We are a culture that has been inoculated with the capitalist greed model. We are people so enamored with stuff that we don't even realize when the stuff, it becomes toxic. You know, we're buying, everybody's buying stuff that comes toxically from other countries like China.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on and on. It turns out that our canned goods are lined with toxic stuff. Really? BPA? BPA?
Yeah.
Biphenyl something or other. And the fact of the matter is that we all just go, oh, I don't know why my mom got cancer. You know, come on. Wake up, America. And let me just say at this opportunity, the only force that steadily and consistently tries to keep people aware in this region, the only force for progressiveness that exists, unfortunately, is KBOO.
Yeah, it's true.
And in order for us to continue existing, we have to ask you for money. Won't you please make a significant, what you can afford, that means, contribution to KBOO by calling 1-877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
Speaking of toxic stuff.
Toxic stuff.
I'd like to direct people's attention to a story in the Herald of Sydney, Australia. You can find it online.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, we don't get the Herald of Sydney, Australia.
Theherald.com.au.
Yes.
It's called The Ocean is Broken. It's a beautifully written, tragic story about a somebody who does open ocean sailing and has done so for many, many years.
Like Redford?
I don't know.
In the movie? All right, sorry. Okay.
Anyway, the story is about a recent trip that this guy took, first from Australia to Osaka, Japan, and then from Osaka to San Francisco. So this is a big haul.
Yeah.
And the title of the story is The Ocean is Broken. And he talks about what he saw on this voyage, and it's absolutely stunning. He said there were no seabirds, there were no turtles, there were no dolphins, because all the fish are gone. He said on the previous times that he had made this trip, they had all the food they really needed. All they had to do was throw a line over, and they could catch a good-sized fish, and there would be their dinner. They didn't catch hardly anything on this trip. One time, though, they came up against a big industrial fishing ship, and they were gifted literally pounds and pounds of pounds of fish that was excess, that the fishing boat was throwing away because they were only after a specific kind, tuna, I believe it was, and everything else that they netted up died, and then they would just cast it back into the sea as waste.
This is so sad.
This is really sad. And then they talk about the leg of the journey from Japan to Hawaii or to San Francisco, and about all the debris that is out in the middle of the Pacific that was swept out by the tsunami in Japan. They talked about,
radioactive stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, the big containers that go on container ships?
Sure.
He talks about seeing one of those out on the mid-ocean swells just being turned over and over again like a child's plaything in a bathtub.
Maybe it had a Toyota in it.
Maybe it did. He talks about in the clear, shallow waters north of Hawaii where you can see clear down to the bottom. He talks about debris the size of automobiles sitting on the bottom of the ocean. He said it was absolutely stunning. The ocean is broken, that we've passed some sort of point, and the beauty and the sublimity that he used to enjoy on these trips is gone, maybe forever.
You know, I remember years ago they talked about this vast Sargasso Sea of plastic in the Pacific, and that has gotten bigger and bigger, and now has added to it all the debris from Japan, all the radioactive stuff, all kind of stuff. Meanwhile, these giant ships, these giant trawlers, go across the ocean running nets, huge nets, just picking up everything and throwing away what they call scrap fish, which is quite edible and also quite important to the other fish because the other fish eat it, and gathering the tunas. And then we go and we eat sashimi and think, oh, how charming and sophisticated we really are. Mm-hmm. It really is. It is actually very sad.
It's really hard to justify eating seafood at all when you hear a story like this.
But I like seafood.
I do too. And it's a pretty healthy thing to eat.
Yeah.
But there isn't any left. We are literally fishing out the oceans. It's the last vestige, fishing is, the last vestige of hunter-gatherer culture we have left.
Yes, and now it's just been turned into a vast industrial wasteland.
But the story in the Sydney Herald, I really recommend you read it. He talks about when they're in the waters off Japan, that the color of his ship's hull changed. And this is a ship that had been in service for many years, but there was something in the water, hint, hint, off Japan, that made the color of the hull of his boat change.
Creepy.
They talk about moving through debris fields such that they had to weave their way around stuff big enough to punch a hole in their hull.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, this is depressing.
It is depressing.
Hey, if you don't mind being depressed, you should listen to us because we're telling you the truth. You need this station, depressing as the news may be. You need this station also for music, which will get you up and take you away from all the depressing stuff. And in order to do this, in order to make this station survive, and this is really true, and you know, really, 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 won't you help us? We have lonely people out there waiting by the telephone.
How's
for
it going
call.
Back there, by the way?
Yeah.
Well, we're making some progress. There's no one lonely here because we're putting the community back in radio.
Yay!
All right, why don't you give me a second here to get those phone numbers out. What we got are thousands of people listening, and they might feel alone, but what's happening is they're being linked together with so many other people that they don't even know, perhaps, or haven't met, because they're thinking about the same thing, and that's one of the things that independent media, not beholden to commercial and corporate interests, can pull off. It's what links this entire community together. We're asking you to get involved and call up and introduce yourself at toll-free 877-500-5266. The only way we get these yahoos on the air or get them off, depending on where you go, is because you call in and make a small donation to your community radio station that's been working for the entire community for over 23 million commercial-free minutes. Won't you decide what that's worth for you and give us a call right now, 877-500-5266. The state of the station is strong. We are now over $80,000 on our way to $125,000 goal, and many hands make light lifting. There may be smaller contributions. Some people will give $20 or $40. Some people will give $500 or $1,000, but there are no small contributors. Everyone is a giant who becomes a hero by making a gift to your community radio station. 877-500-5266. Of course, you can always do that online securely at kboo.fm. We know, dear listeners, that you give for your reasons, not for our reasons. So I'm not going to tell you what we need. I'm going to ask you to remember that the entire community needs access to information. It needs music and news and arts and culture. It's about having thought. It's about having contemplation. It's about having leisure. But it's also about being enthused, enraged, educated. Please call up right now and make sure you've done what you can today to support the entire area's community radio. And now with KBOO.FM, we're not some little out-of-the-way mom-and-pop foil hat brigade little outfit. We're a worldwide media force through KBOO.FM. That's one of the things we're asking you, dear listeners, to support with pennies, nickels, and dimes a day. 877-500-5266. It's what we call social change. We take your hard-won pennies, nickels, and dimes, and we merge them together with thousands of other donors, and that's social change. 877-500-5266. There are a couple lines open, and we have some volunteers who've taken time out of their day. They're doing what they can. Dear listener, how many opportunities will you have today to be a hero for the entire community, to engage in a wee bit of checkbook activism, to make a stand for free information and real people making real radio using their real voices, to keep your money out of the drone wars and here in the free speech and information world, standing as a monument at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. Won't you do that right now? Call up and say hello. 877-500-5266. I'm getting ready to hand it back to Abe and Joe, but we just wanted to remind you that the only way we get from 80 grand to 125 grand and return you to uninterrupted commercial-free radio is because you make a small donation right now. You do the right thing because it's the right thing. Not to avoid punishment, not so that people will like you, but high ethical behavior. You do the right thing because it's the right thing. Call right now, 877-500-KBOO.
Now, I'm going to have to disagree. That was a wonderful pitch, though. But I think people will like you more if you become a member of KBOO. The cool kids will welcome you into their circle.
The cool kids? The cool kids?
Yes. Oh, yes. If you become a member of KBOO.
Stop bullying. Give to KBOO. What is your argument here? I don't know.
It's not much.
Listen, I by the way, he was right.
He is right.
And he's serious.
He is serious.
And we're not. No. I don't know what to
but,
say.
You know, he'd say, you take your money out of the drone wars. I like that very much. But if you're into that sort of thing, you know, Joe and I, we can drone on and on. If you
we can really drone.
Yes, we can. We've got a phone call.
Yes.
John, good morning.
Good morning. I don't think that you're joining on. and I just want to urge everyone to contribute to KBOO. I'm a sustaining contributor, so I'm definitely there.
Thank you, sir.
Long haul. Yeah, and you actually kind of prompted me to call because I was listening to you talk about the innate warrior instinct that makes us want to compete. And you,
yeah, that's Abe, not me.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'm going to refer to, is you made me flash back upon my education, you know, where Plato talks about motivational structures, and mm-hmm. there's the philosopher king, right?
Yeah. Right.
The reluctant leader, the non-competitive person, and I personally feel that you, Joe, you know, just having been elected to the KBOO board, are exactly that.
You're wow, thank you.
You are the reluctant leader. I talked with you. At
Hail the philosopher king!
It's the rare thing. It's the guy who goes, oops, I almost used a bad word and I caught myself. He just goes, holy mackerel, I have to step up because things are so dire. I don't have a choice. I'm forced by circumstance to do what, if I had my druthers and the world was actually operating in a sensible way, I would just not, you know, have to.
Well, I want to add that the past crisis of KBOO really is past. We got a good new interim manager. We got a really on the edge board that really intends to make things better and is already making things better. And the station is feeling a lot healthier. And the money is rolling in.
And we're a yep. union shop.
We're a union yep. shop now.
Yep, it's beautiful.
Yes, mm-hmm. I just want to thank you for an incredible compliment.
Yeah, well, I genuinely feel that. And
now you've done it.
Now I've done it. Well, Abe, I've loved listening to both of you and loved listening to both of you solo, too. And one of the things that you do, which is just so great, which is the antithesis to a Fox News, is you will listen to people who disagree with you and you will attempt to understand their point of view. And you will do that for a fair amount of time until they reach total incoherence.
It's usually not that long.
No. Frequently, people who disagree with us actually are right.
Well, no. I think it's a very valuable thing to have out there in the world, just to show to people that discourse is valuable in an actual democracy, and that you can disagree with someone, but that doesn't mean that you have to shout them down when they disagree with you.
Very well said, and I couldn't agree more.
And I really appreciate, first of all, I want to thank you for the compliment, but more than that, I really appreciate the call, because as one reflects on the role of KBOO in the Portland metro area, you realize that this is the honest and sincere discourse of people who care. It is not commercial. It is not based on selling soap or whatever. And this is a rarity in this American capitalist world. And I guess I want to turn this into a little bit of an ad, because the fact of the matter is for KBOO, because the fact of the matter is that without support from people just like you and people who are listening to us, this station cannot survive. We don't get corporate sponsorship and we don't get government sponsorship. And in order to make it work, we need support from people who are just kind of listening to the radio. So won't you, all of you out there, do us the favor, do yourself the favor, do the community a favor, and call 1-877-500-5266 and give what you can.
Right, and you know, you run on a shoestring, and I've been off.
Oh, boy, is it a shoestring. Although
it's a shoestring.
The palatial quarters here, the ermine-covered chairs, you know.
It's an act of love and social dedication, and to plagiarize from the corporate world, KBOO is priceless. There cannot be a price that's put on it, and it's invaluable, and it performs such a service. I mean, it's kept me informed and engaged over the years, and I am not the person, I would not be the person I am now without KBOO.
Thank you very much
Absolutely.
For that call.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you so much.
Good one.
Well, that makes me feel good. That's cool.
If you had to encapsulate why KBOO is important, that caller just did it.
No, he really did. And I want to now recite some numbers as we run out of time. 1-877-500-5266. Make that call today. 1-877-500-5266. KBOO.FM.
We'll see you next week.
It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
Coming up on Africa Oye, Thursday, October 24th, a KBOO Fall Membership Drive special spotlight on the late South African singer Miriam Makeba. During the 1960s, Makeba became the first artist to popularize African music around the world. An outspoken critic of apartheid, Makeba spent 30 years living in exile. I'm Andy Hosh. Join me for this two-hour retrospective on the life and music of Miriam Makeba, Thursday, October 24th, from 2 to 4 p.m., here on KBOO's Africa Oye.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on Alternative Radio, the speaker is professor and author Justin Lewis on media and consumer capitalism. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. And at 10:15, we play a day of classic speeches by authors, activists, and leaders in the progressive community, including Chris Hedges on corporate coup d'etat, Naomi Klein on the shock doctrine, Catherine Austin Fitz on who owns our economy, and Miko Peled on tearing down the wall and transforming the Israeli apartheid system into a secular democracy. First, let's go to alternative radio.
So consumption is good. It doesn't matter even if it's based on debt. We want more of it. That's a good thing. So our news media, which perhaps could be the space in which we're debating these things, is actually a space in which we're replicating the same ideas.
That's Justin Lewis, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Justin Lewis on media and consumer capitalism. René Descartes, the 17th century French philosopher, once said, "I think, therefore I am." In today's context, it may be more like, "I buy, therefore I am." Orchestrated wants driven by sophisticated advertising techniques have created a culture of consumption. Appetites for the latest hot thing are engineered. Media campaigns sell cool and sexy.